Mefarshim discussed, there are different aspects to the mitzvah of milah. We have what we call the actual milah, that's cutting off the arla, cutting off the foreskin. We have the priya, revealing the membrane, and we have mitzitza. As the Gemara says, that a mohel doesn't do mitzitza is thrown away because he's putting the child in danger. So those are the three aspects of, there's a Mishkanes Yaakov about the dumb coming out, which part of mitzitza of it. But these are the three different ways, some point out to Ostrava, about the three aspects of the milah. So we have a general rule in the Bali Kabbalah, in the Hasidish Svarim, and the principle is definitely true, that when you do mitzvahs, good things, you know, not so you're getting rewarded in this world, but good things happen when you do, it's like 1 + 1 = 2, you get a good deed, you do a good deed, not only you get rewarded, but you become a better person as well. And you do negative things, so therefore that's a bad influence on you and others. So there's a concept in Kabbalah about creating malachim, so to speak, creating angels. If you do a good deed, you create a good malach. You do a bad deed, you create a quote-unquote bad malach. So that's how some want to point out. That's the pshat here. We know that when Avram was recovering from his bris milah, elderly man going through a bris milah is very painful. I know when I was in the hospital many years ago for my kidney stone, so I was, I guess, in a semi-private room because there was someone next to me, and he seemed to be in a lot of pain. Then when I spoke, I said, "What are you in for?" He's like a 70-year-old man, and he told me he just had a circumcision. I wasn't sure. I guess it was a medical one, not a ritual one. The person wasn't Jewish, and he was in a lot of pain. So I always thought of Avraham Avinu recovering. So when Avram was recovering from his bris milah, so we see that three angels dressed up as people come down to tell him the news. So one is to tell him that the good news that him and Sarah are going to have a son. The other malach came down to tell him the bad news that, or not good news for Sodom, but that it's going to be destroyed. And the third thing that Avram, they come down to make Avram feel better, to heal him. And it says the same malach that went to heal Avram went to heal Lo. It was all part of the same Maisa. So the question is, why Dafka these three angels, and why Dafka at this time? Why specifically now? Like, it's nice they came. Why didn't they come before? So that's how some point out, this is the pshat, because we said when you do a mitzvah, you create angels, so to speak. So Avram just performed the mitzvah milah. As we said, there are three parts to the milah. There's the milah, there's the priya, and there's the mitzvah. So what is the milah? The milah is cutting off the arla, cutting off, getting rid of the evil. So that was, the other one is to destroy Sodom. That's the first one. The second one revealed to Avram the news. So that's Mitzitza, is what you're revealing, to reveal the good news. And the third one was to heal Avram. That's the Mitzitza. So the Malach of destruction, you took away the evil from the Mila, destroyed Sodom. Mida Keneged Mida. The angel that came to reveal the news to Avram came about because you did a mitzvah. You revealed with the Priya, that's the mitzvah Priya is revealing. And as well, since you did the mitzitza, so therefore, which is for healing, so too you go ahead and the Mala comes to heal you. So those are the three angels, specifically right after Avram did the mitzvah Mila. So he created those three angels, and those three angels did their job.